Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And yeah, we're all feeling it. The financial pinch of inflation, you know, the groceries cost more, gas, our homes, stretching our budgets thin. And Wounded Warrior Project wanted to know how much of an impact our current economy is having on today's veterans. So they asked them and then listened to the responses. We're joined by Dana Dreckman, Wounded Warrior Project, VP of Warrior Experience. Dana, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. How are you? Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, listen, it's so impressive to hear about these surveys. You get so much information. Talk to us about the latest Wounded Warrior Project annual warrior survey.
Sure, absolutely. So our annual survey is a great listening device for us to hear about all the challenges and the success of the veteran population that we serve. And it's a way for us also to adapt our programs and services to make sure we're meeting the needs of the today's veterans as well as their families.
Yeah, you know, it's great stuff. And enough organizations don't do that to really listen and hear what their members are talking about. But how many veterans are we talking about? How many veterans take this survey?
So it varies by year, but this year we had over 19,000 veterans take detailed survey. Yeah, and we're in the 13th year of the survey. We've been doing it since 2010. Last year, we changed the way that we administer the survey a little bit. So we're now following the same participants over the years, and we're able to watch their changing needs as well as their successes. And at the same time, we also weigh the results. So it's fully representative of the population that we serve, which is over 165,000 veterans at the time that the survey was completed. So it's a good representation of those that we serve.
Yeah, that's an impressive number. Now, how is this data used by you guys?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, we use it to adapt our programs and services. So all of the free offerings that we have evolved to address what warriors really are telling us that they need. We also share that information with outside organizations so they can better support the wounded veterans. We share the data with Congress and the VA so that they can help inform the needs and of the wounded warriors, and that they are able to use that data in policies and drafting new laws.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get into the good stuff here, Dana. We're talking to Dana Dreckman, Wounded Warrior Project, VP of Warrior Experience. How about the findings now? What did you guys learn about challenges for veteran families right now?
So as you just mentioned, like much of the nation, the economy is a big pain point for veterans and their families. The veteran population that we serve is definitely feeling it. The financial strain has climbed by more than 50% since 2021. So this year in 2022, more than 6 in 10 warriors told us that they did not have enough money to make ends meet at some point during the year. And the biggest part of that financial strain, like we all are feeling, is the rising costs on food, gas, housing, and more. Another challenge that they stated as a strain for them is just not making enough money at the jobs that they currently have.
Yeah, I mean, that's a problem for so many people right now. But now, you guys you go a little further on this, Dana. How does Wounded Warrior Project help address those financial challenges?
Right. So as I mentioned, you know, we really do try to adapt to the needs and the changing needs of those that we serve. And so there's a lot of ways that we're able to help in the short term. We do offer some financial emergency assistance to some families. And then we're also really working with them to address their budget so that we help them plan for the long term. So we also ensure that their government benefits are in order. So if they've earned benefits through their service, whether it's through their service time or whether it's because they were injured somehow during their service, we want to make sure that they receive what they should. And we're also really diligent about helping them find the right civilian career. Our career counseling team works with veterans to really help them translate their military skills and expertise to a civilian resume. We'll help them with networking, with some interview coaching, and we really stay involved as they start their new job and help them adjust to it. We also work with the employers, and we help educate them on the value of hiring veterans into the workforce and the types of accommodations that some may need.
Yeah, and I think more and more employers are finding out that when you hire a veteran, man, you've got an employee for life. And talk about loyalty, resourcefulness, all those great traits. What else did you learn, Dana, from the latest annual warrior survey?
Yeah, so a couple different things. So the employment rate really dropped for those that we serve. It went from more than 13% down to less than 7%. And while that's an improvement, there still is a really big divide because the overall unemployment rate for veterans outside of those that we serve is much lower. So we still have some work to do. But, you know, another thing that we really focus on at Wounded Warrior Project is connection. And a lot of warriors that we serve let us know that they're missing that in their life. Mm. We found that 2 in 3 veterans felt lonely at some point during 2022. And nearly 4 in 5 say that they have felt isolated sometime, sometimes or often. And 7 in 10 say they lack companionship, which is really a stark comparison to what they felt when they served. And we work on addressing that through our alumni program. Getting veterans out of the house, connected with like-minded men and women is a really big part of our efforts because we've seen the impact that that can have. And while to the outside standpoint, it may look like just a dinner or a sporting event, but it's really a chance for them to form new bonds and rekindle the camaraderie that veterans felt when they were in service. And while they're there at those types of events, warriors are also have a chance to learn more about other ways that Wounded Warrior Project can support them, how to get in better shape, address their finances, and help them find ways to address their mental health challenges. And they learn about it from other veterans who have used those services.
Yeah. And Dana, you talked about mental health. Wounded Warrior Project puts a major emphasis on mental health, not just for the warriors, but for their families. What does the survey tell us about that topic?
Yeah. So, I mean, as you could guess, it's still a really big challenge for veterans. And we know that a significant number of veterans who served both in Afghanistan and Iraq live with those invisible wounds of war. And one of them is post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And the findings in the survey show us that it still is a really big challenge. 3 in 4 veterans that we serve, which is, you know, greater than 75%, live with the symptoms of PTSD. And nearly 75% are living with depression after their service. And those are really, really big numbers that one organization can't solve alone. So Wounded Warrior Project works with the VA and other veteran service organizations and working together to help them live more positive and productive lives. For many, those symptoms will never go away, but we can help make them less of a daily challenge and help them really figure out how to cope through those. And our mental health programs are designed to meet warriors where they are in their recovery. Some of them may need more of a high-touch clinical treatment through our Warrior Care Network, which is a partnership with 4 academic leading medical centers to treat both PTSD and traumatic brain injury. And then we also have some non-clinical programs that really help address mental health through adventure-based workshops, as well as our telephone support line. So, and our community partners really also help provide different levels of support. So it's definitely a team effort for sure.
Yeah, I mean, so many great programs that you guys have, and it's great to see a comprehensive effort for our veterans. Where can we see all the details of this survey?
Yeah, so it's really comprehensive. So I encourage everybody to go online to woundedwarriorproject.org/survey, and there you can read the whole report, and there's a lot of really good details and goes into more in depth of them what we talked about here today, but a lot of things that we didn't even weren't able to touch on.
Yeah, I want to see that whole report. That is just sounds amazing. Dana, thank you so much for the survey. Thank you for what you guys do and everybody at Wounded Warrior Project.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us on today.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.